This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Luke, you've got yet another awkward situation.
It's always me, I feel like.
I love it.
Something about your personality, I think, Luke. But anyway, what has happened now?
Here's the thing, right? So I am a manager where I work, okay?
Yeah.
And I had somebody in my team in my workplace. And I hadn't met them before, but they joined my team. They actually had mutual friends with me, and we formed a friendship at work, you know?
Yeah.
Came to a couple of parties that I had. We actually sort of hung out a little bit outside of work here and there. Not super close, but, you know, friendly, really friendly.
Yeah.
I'd say friends, you know?
I say I actually know this person. I'm friends with this person.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, so...
Dirty laundry so on dirty. Air. People.
I know. They're probably going to listen and message in again like last time.
Yeah.
But look, so basically what happened was we were at work, and they resigned, which is fine, because, you know, people change jobs and they got a better job that was more in line with their career and stuff like that. But what's happened is the last three shifts they had at our workplace, they didn't show up.
At all.
Didn't call sick or anything, just no showed.
Okay.
Oh, which, that's a bit bad.
You know, in any workplace, you would know that not showing up is probably the worst thing you can do.
Bridges burnt, I tell you.
Well, it was the last three shifts they had as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wasn't working the last couple of shifts they had, so I thought, look, maybe something happened. Maybe, you know, benefit of the doubt. Maybe they were unwell. Who knows, right? Mental health, I don't know. Mm. So I messaged them a couple of days later saying, hey, just wanted to check in. Are you okay? What happened? And that's all I said.
Yeah.
And I have had no reply.
You've been ghosted, my friend.
I messaged them a week ago and have heard nothing.
Yeah, you're
ghosted.
They're
still all over social media, posting at events, tagging themselves and things, doing selfies. They've been online, but they are not responding to my message.
So you were basically, you were a work friend in inverted commas, and now that they've moved on, you're dead to them.
That's how it feels.
But you know what? Okay, so this is a crazy thing. This has happened to me a couple of times in Australia, and I do not get it. It's so bizarre. Like, for example, really good friend of mine, like, I got engaged. She made us an amazing engagement present, came to the party, took pictures, was like one of those, like, I'm here for you, whatever you need, amazing friends. A month later... dropped off the face of the planet. Like, again, still on Facebook, still on everything, but she dropped an entire friendship group. Just out of the blue. So obviously in your mind you're going, have I done something wrong? What's happened? Yeah. What have I said something to offend her? So obviously I write her and go like, have I done something to offend you? Or we haven't, like, I've tried to call you a couple of times. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. What is the deal with that?
Because, yeah, my thoughts are, like, I mean, I've been quite nice about it. I wasn't even like, what are you doing? How dare you? You know, it actually directly impacts my commission, to be honest, them not showing up to work.
I just think it's incredibly selfish. It's almost like people have gone, you are nice for now, but I find someone newer and shinier and more exciting to play with.
Yeah.
And so now I'm not interested in you anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe, so, like, with this girl, I reckon she found a whole new, shiny, better, younger, more good looking, whatever it was, group of friends. And we weren't important to her anymore.
Yeah.
It hurts like hell.
Well, maybe the person that works with you, Luke, I mean, giving the benefit, maybe they're embarrassed about what they did and that's why they haven't contacted you back.
Maybe, but I also find that a bit spineless as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, and you didn't have to no-show. You could have, you could have called up on the day and said, look, I'm not well, I'm not coming in.
Or at least text.
And that would have been fine.
But even though, like, so your friend's outside of work, so it's like, hey, sorry, dude, like, I just couldn't be bothered this week, but I'll catch up with you on the weekend for a coffee or whatever. You know, you can split the difference.
Yeah, definitely.
But,
like,
yeah,
we're in the same community, so, like, we're going to run into each other eventually.
Yeah.
We're going to be at a bar and we're going to see each other. And what do I do in that situation now? Like, what?
Yeah.
I hate it. It's so awkward.
Yeah, it is awkward.
Have you been ghosted? Like, what's the deal? 0427 Joy 949. Are you the ghoster or the ghostie?
Yeah,
if you're the ghoster, why are you doing it? What is the reason?
That's right.
Maybe I can give some different perspective coming up.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, cool.
You're a ghoster.
I can see it in your face.
Oh my God.
You creeper. Talking about ghosting. Yeah. Not the spiritual kind.
No.
Not the ghost kind.
The rude kind.
Yes, exactly.
So I've got a situation where someone I worked with who was, I managed, an employee of mine, we were pretty friendly, I'd say friends even, and they resigned, which was okay. And then their last few shifts at work, they no-showed, didn't come at all. Didn't contact, didn't make an effort, didn't come to work. And I tried to message them afterwards, and they are ignoring me. Ignoring my messages completely.
Yeah.
And this is a thing that people do.
Yeah.
And why? I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but it's like, I kind of feel like I'm a really loyal friend. When I decide to be friends with someone, I throw my all into it. And I think of myself as a good friend. I'm really supportive, blah, blah, blah. So kind of, it's almost like one of those, I just think I read people wrong when that sort of thing happens as well, where you go, oh, clearly we were really good friends. And maybe in their mind, we were for a little bit, but then they find someone newer and shinier, or I'm not an old enough friend. So they go back to their original crew. Mm. And I just feel it's as bad as being dumped.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I have to admit, I am sort of ghosting someone at the moment.
Well,
you see, it's a little bit of a different situation, though, because it's like, I mean, everyone knows, you know, I had a breakup like earlier in the year and with a long-term partner, and I sort of went a little nuts on the apps and the hookups side of things.
As you do. You're not over someone until you're under someone
else. Well, that's right. And I got under a lot of people. But we'll talk more about that later and the downsides of that. There's this guy, really nice guy, who I hooked up with about three times.
Yeah.
And it's like I hadn't heard from him in ages. And then maybe 2 weeks ago I get this SMS saying, oh, hi, how are you going? And I thought, oh, I just don't want to deal.
Yeah, because he ghosted you after the three times?
Well, he didn't go. Yeah, he just
You're ghosting.
I'm ghosting him now because he texted me.
If you're listening, I apologise on behalf of Mark. But he's a bit of a bastard.
Yeah, but we hadn't contacted each other for quite a while. And then all of a sudden I get this text going, and I knew who it was. And I was like, I don't want to deal now because the situation has changed.
And I reckon if you're in the kind of like the post-breakup hookup phase, the best way to deal with that is just be incredibly honest.
Yeah.
Like just I'm not going to fall in love with you. I'm not looking for a relationship. This is purely physical. This is just what it is.
Oh, and he was too. I mean, he was honest with me. But then, like, 2 days ago, he SMSs me again. And not only does he SMS me, but then, like, a couple of hours later, he sends a photo of himself to make me... I think he thought I didn't know who he was. So he sent a photo going, this is me.
Remember me.
And I'm going, oh, I just can't deal. I just don't want to know about it. And it's like, because situation's changed and I don't want to do that.
Hookup ghosting is slightly different,
though. Is that right?
I guess it kind of comes with the territory, doesn't it?
It's part of the whole process, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You hook up and then if it wasn't good or you're done with it, you kind of just...
I'm sort of done with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's different because, Luke, you were saying... You were with someone for 3 months.
Oh, I think it was about, 2 or 3 months, give or take.
And they ghosted you.
And then they ghosted me, and that was it.
Not a hookup. That's bad.
Yeah, I remember this. It was really bad at the time.
I mean, they were interstate as well, so already it was kind of a stretched, kind of difficult situation because they weren't in Melbourne, but...
But they made excuses. They, you know, pretended
that
their phone was broken.
It was in the shop for about a month.
Oh, my God.
All their Apple devices broke.
People are just nasty in general, aren't they?
The worst part was is when he first said his phone had broken, he called me and was like, oh, I love you, I miss you, all this stuff, right? But, like, at that point, I was already pretty much checked out, and then it happened again, and I was like, come on, mate. This is a joke.
Now, we've got Rob in the studio with us, who's a Taste of Radio trainee. Like, you're in training. Hello.
I am.
Yay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, Rob, we're going to be talking to you about being a doctor later.
Yes.
We're going to have a whole section on people's weird symptoms. But you're saying you've also had a ghosting experience.
Oh, yeah. Well, a few years ago, I was living in Brisbane, and I managed to have a date with a guy who was from Sydney. And he was really hot, and I was really enjoying myself. And we finished the date, and we said... let's get together again and let's compare diaries and stuff. And then nothing.
Wow.
Absolutely nothing. Oh. And I was guessing because I was quite excited. I thought, this is really cool. But nothing. I then, about a month later, ran into him at Mardi Gras and I said, oh, hi, how are you doing? What happened? And he was like, oh, I'll give you a ring. And then...
Wow.
Nothing.
So he's so gutless that instead of going, hey, mate, yeah, sorry, I've moved on, it's always that I'll call you.
Absolutely. And, you know, it would have been okay for him to go, look, I've had second thoughts. Look, I don't think this is going to work. Look, I don't want to be in Brisbane or come down to Sydney.
Whatever.
It would be fine.
Just be honest.
But just be honest. I mean, honesty is so important, isn't it?
I think a lot of people are spineless. I think that's what ghosting is. It's just basically can't be bothered, so I'm just going to turn off my phone.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.